You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you. And they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Moving like a river in my soul. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 3, Speaking Skills for Phone Conversations, including subchapter Role-Playing Phone Conversations. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will listen to a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 3: Speaking Skills for Phone Conversations. Role-Playing Phone Conversations. Introduction to Role-Playing Phone Conversations. When it comes to improving English speaking skills, one technique that has proven to be highly effective is role-playing phone conversations. As an English learner myself, I understand the importance of practicing speaking skills in real-life scenarios, and role-playing provides the perfect opportunity to do just that. In this chapter, we will explore the concept of role-playing phone conversations and how it can help learners apply the strategies and techniques they have learned. By engaging in role-playing exercises, learners can simulate real-life phone conversations and gain valuable experience in a safe and controlled environment. Benefits of role-playing phone conversations. The benefits of role-playing in improving speaking skills cannot be overstated. By stepping into the shoes of different characters and engaging in simulated conversations, learners can enhance their fluency, confidence, and overall communication skills. One of the key advantages of role-playing phone conversations is that it allows learners to practice specific language functions, such as making requests, giving directions, or expressing opinions. Through repetitive practice, learners can internalize these language functions and become more comfortable using them in real-life situations. Additionally, role-playing provides learners with the opportunity to experiment with different speaking styles and tones. They can practice using formal language in professional settings or adopt a more casual tone when speaking with friends or family. This versatility is essential in developing effective communication skills. Scenarios for role-playing phone conversations. To facilitate effective role-playing, this chapter will present learners with various scenarios for phone conversations. Each scenario will be accompanied by a brief description and context, allowing learners to immerse themselves in different communication contexts. For example, one scenario may involve a phone conversation between a customer and a customer service representative, focusing on resolving an issue. Another scenario could simulate a phone interview for a job position, giving learners the opportunity to practice their interviewing skills. By providing diverse scenarios, learners can develop their speaking skills in a range of contexts and become adaptable communicators. Techniques and strategies for effective phone conversations. In order to maximize the benefits of role-playing phone conversations, it is essential to employ effective techniques and strategies. Throughout this chapter, we will introduce learners to a variety of techniques that can enhance their phone conversation skills. Active listening, for example, plays a crucial role in effective communication. By actively engaging with the speaker, learners can better understand the message being conveyed and respond appropriately. Asking clarifying questions is another technique that can help learners gather more information and ensure effective communication. In addition, learners will learn the importance of using appropriate tone and language during phone conversations. The tone of voice can convey emotions and intentions, so learners will be encouraged to practice speaking with a tone that matches the context and the message they want to convey. Feedback and evaluation. Receiving feedback is an integral part of the learning process, and role-playing phone conversations provide an excellent opportunity for learners to receive constructive feedback. By seeking feedback from peers, teachers, or language partners, learners can identify areas for improvement and make necessary adjustments to their communication skills. Furthermore, learners will learn how to self-evaluate their own performance during role-playing exercises. By reflecting on their strengths and weaknesses, learners can take ownership of their learning journey and actively work towards improvement. Cultural considerations in phone conversations. In an increasingly interconnected world, cultural differences play a significant role in communication. It is important for learners to be aware of and navigate cultural norms and expectations during role-playing scenarios.
You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Moving like a river in my soul. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This chapter will explore the impact of cultural differences on phone conversations and provide learners with strategies for effective cross-cultural communication. By developing cultural sensitivity and understanding, learners can foster positive and respectful interactions in their phone conversations. Dealing with difficult phone conversations. Real-life phone conversations can sometimes be challenging, whether it's dealing with a difficult customer or having to deliver bad news. This chapter will present learners with scenarios that involve challenging phone conversations and discuss strategies and techniques for handling these situations effectively. Learners will learn how to remain calm and composed, employ active listening skills to diffuse tense situations, and find appropriate solutions. Through role-playing exercises, learners can develop the confidence and skills necessary to handle difficult conversations with ease. Applying strategies and techniques in real-life phone conversations. While role-playing provides a valuable platform for practicing phone conversations, the ultimate goal is to transfer these skills and strategies to real-life situations. In this chapter, learners will learn how to apply the techniques and strategies they have practiced in role-playing scenarios to actual phone conversations. By engaging in ongoing practice and actively seeking opportunities for real-life phone conversations, learners can further develop their communication skills and become more proficient English speakers. Encouragement and motivation. Learning a new language can be challenging, but it is essential to stay motivated and continue practicing. In this chapter, I want to offer words of encouragement and motivation to learners, reminding them of the value and benefits of effective communication. By improving their English speaking skills, learners can open doors to new opportunities, whether it's in their personal relationships, academic pursuits, or professional endeavors. I will emphasize the importance of persistence and consistent practice, reminding learners that every effort they make brings them one step closer to their language goals. Conclusion. In conclusion, role-playing phone conversations provide a valuable tool for English learners to practice and improve their speaking skills. By engaging in simulated conversations, learners can apply the strategies and techniques learned throughout this chapter and gain confidence and fluency in phone conversations. Throughout this subchapter, we have explored various aspects of role-playing phone conversations, from the benefits it offers to the techniques and strategies for effective communication. We have also delved into cultural considerations and handling difficult conversations, preparing learners for real-life phone communication. I hope that this subchapter has provided learners with practical insights and guidance on improving their English speaking skills. By embracing role-playing and actively applying the strategies and techniques discussed, learners can unlock their full potential as confident and effective English speakers.
Shopping for clothes, buying a dress. For many women, shopping for a dress can be a daunting task. With so many styles, materials, and brands, it can be hard to know where to start. Whether shopping for a special occasion or just looking to update your wardrobe, you must clearly know what you're looking for before you hit the stores or browse online. In this blog post, we'll consider what to consider when buying a dress. From fit and fabric to style and occasion, we'll cover all the essentials to help you make an informed purchase. We'll also provide some tips on how to make the most of your shopping experience, whether you're shopping in person or online. So whether you're a seasoned shopper or a first-time dress buyer, this guide is for you. With our expert advice, you'll be able to find the perfect dress to suit your style and needs and feel confident and comfortable in your choice. 1. Fabric quality and durability. When shopping for clothes, particularly when buying a dress, paying attention to fabric quality and durability is essential. The fabric of a dress is a crucial factor that determines how long it lasts and how well it maintains its shape and appearance. Different fabrics have varying degrees of durability, some may be more prone to wear and tear than others. Choosing a dress made from high-quality fabric that can withstand regular wear and washing without losing its shape or color is important. When examining fabric quality, look for signs of pilling, stretching, or fading. A dress made from durable fabric will not only last longer, but also save you money in the long run by reducing the need for frequent replacements. When shopping for clothes, always choose quality over quantity. 2. Proper fit for body type. When buying a dress, it's important to remember that the right fit is key to feeling comfortable and confident. One of the most important things to consider when shopping for clothes is your body type. Each body type has unique features, and choosing a dress that flatters those features can make all the difference. For instance, if you have an hourglass figure, a dress that highlights your waistline and curves will look stunning. On the other hand, if you have a pear-shaped figure, a dress with an A-line skirt can create a balanced look. It's essential to take note of your body's unique features and choose a dress that accentuates them. When trying on a dress, pay attention to how it fits in different areas, such as the bust, waist, and hips. If it's too tight or loose in any of those areas, it's probably not the right fit for your body type. Finding the right fit for your body type will ensure that you look and feel your best in any dress you choose. 3. Comfortable and breathable materials. Material is essential to consider when shopping for clothes, specifically when buying a dress. Not only does it affect the overall look and feel of the dress, but it also impacts your comfort level while wearing it. When it comes to dresses, you want to look for comfortable and breathable materials. This means opting for cotton, linen, and silk fabrics, which allow air to circulate and prevent you from feeling hot and uncomfortable. These materials are gentle and won't cause irritation or itching. If you are unsure about the type of material a dress is made of, check the label or ask a sales associate for assistance. You can enjoy wearing your dress all day without discomfort or restrictions by prioritizing comfort and breathability. 4. Versatility for various occasions. When buying a dress, versatility for various occasions is an important consideration. You want to choose a dress that can be worn to various events, from weddings to dinner parties to casual outings. Look for a dress that can be dressed up or down with accessories and shoes. A versatile dress should also be appropriate for different seasons. For example, a dress worn with sandals in the summer can also be paired with boots and a jacket in the fall. When shopping for clothes, remember the occasions you may need a dress for and choose a style that can be adapted to fit those events. A versatile dress can save you time and money in the long run by allowing you to wear it to multiple events without purchasing a new dress. 5. Affordable price point. One crucial factor to consider when buying a dress is the price point. It's easy to get carried away while shopping for clothes, but sticking to a budget is essential. Fortunately, there are plenty of options available at an affordable price point. Look for cotton, rayon, or polyester dresses that are less expensive than silk or satin. Additionally, consider shopping during off-season sales or watching for promotions and discounts from your favorite retailers. Remember, a high price tag doesn't always mean high quality, and finding a dress that fits your budget doesn't have to sacrifice style. By researching and looking for deals, you can find a dress that suits your taste and your wallet. In conclusion, buying a dress is an exciting and fun experience. It's essential to consider the occasion, your body type, the fabric, and the fit before purchasing. Remember to take your time, try different styles and sizes, and don't hesitate to ask for help. With these tips in mind, you'll be sure to find the perfect dress that makes you look and feel confident for any event. Happy shopping!
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sercea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.